This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Wow. I'm going to call you every day. I like the idea that I am an important person. That's a tongue twister.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. The Rockford Bit cousin Freddie out in Long Island, he was a guest on Hurricane Sandy, I believe. He lives out on Long Island. I remember him saying about the clothes dryer had to be strapped in the basement so the floods wouldn't let them float away, break away from the gas, cause a fire. Sounds like our water heater strapping for earthquakes. Today's guest, real estate attorney Kelly Richardson. He's been on before. He focuses on HOAs, homeowner associations, condos. There's now an 8% cap on raising fees, down from 20%. That's the proposal. What's the upside and downside of that? And then the new $100 cap on fines that was instituted a while back. What's the ramifications of that, and plus a lawsuit over flying the American flag in a condo association? The fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, we'll take a look at in the first segment. But first, as I've been doing the last 119 weeks, I want to tell you what was pending. I actually always told you what was pending, but for the last 119 weeks, we're discussing the median price. And for the week ending, what is the week ending? It never ends. July 31st, 2026, we had 91 pending sales. And that's higher. When did we last have 90? You know, maybe 8 or 9 weeks ago or 10 weeks ago, we were in the 90s for several weeks in a row. Now, it's been in the 80s, which is still very high. But now we hit 91 for this week. Last year at this time, it was only 78 pending. So we're up over last year in year-to-date number of sales, and the pendings are indicating that. The median price for the 91 said pendings for the week ending July 31st, 2026, $2,750,000. Now that's a jump from last week's $2.6 million. And compare it to last year at this time, it was only $2,310,000. Now, it's going to vary week to week, and it got me thinking. I was having a discussion with Bill Coker, and I was saying it is, I don't know if you want to call it volatile, but it goes up and down. But, you know, I'm looking back on all these numbers, there is a trend, and I looked at the last 7 weeks, and the average is over $2.5 million, $2,517,000. And then, because I'm always doing median, I was able to look at the median for that, and it's $2,480,000. The average is $2,517,000, the median $2,480,000. So even if it's $2,480,000, that's higher than the year-to-date median sales price of $2.2 million. So I'm tracking these pending median prices, and I'm thinking we're going to have a higher median price at the end of the year than we have right now, $2.2 million. And in looking at the last 11 years, I could very well be wrong. The median price only went up twice for the year-end median price compared to the what it was year-to-date for the first 31 weeks of the year. And it happened in 2017. We were median year-to-date median price was $1,250,000 after week 31, and it went up to $1,285,000. Not much of a jump. Again, out of all these 11 years, going back to 2015, the median price for the year was lower than the first 31 weeks of the year. It went up a little higher in 2020. It was the year-to-date median price was $1,475,000 for the first 31 weeks of the year. And then it ended up at almost $1,006,000, $1,595,000. So it went up $120,000. So will we go up $120,000 from 2.2? To bring it to $2,320,000, I'm just betting that it's going to be higher than 2022, 2023, and 2024, where it was 2.2 million, 2 million 223, 2 million 212. I'm just thinking it might be 2 million 250, might be higher than those 3 years. And I'm going to be right or I'm going to be incorrect. The number of sales has gone up for the last, since 2023. It was 13.3, then 14.8. Last year, 17.2. This year, 18.13 sales per week. That's our average for the first 31 weeks ending July 31st, 2026. Days on market is 16. I thought it was a little higher. Not by much. And last year it was 16. Year before that it was 12. Year before that it was 10. Year before that, I don't know. I didn't do it. Medium prices. Obviously, last year was insane. 2,550,000 year to date. The first 6 months was 2,650,000. The second 6 months, 2,285,000. And so year to date of 2,550,000, it ended up for the year at 2.4 million. Another one of the 11 years where median price went down from week 31 to year end. So Bob's your uncle. Why was the median price so high last year? Well, Montecito median price was 6.1 million. That's the highest it's been since 2021. And last year was 102 sales, which is higher than it's been since 2023, where you had 77, 75. This year, 81. So we're higher than those years in Montecito only. But median price 5.7 in Montecito, which is not no slouch. 2024 is 5.8, and in 2021, 22, 23, Montecito was 5 million, 5.4, 5.5 million. So Montecito's doing very well, but last year was just a lot of sales and a higher median price. And even without Hope Ranch and Montecito, when I checked it, the median price was still higher. So that's why we're at 2.2 million year to date. And we're going to see what happens. I have a bunch of information on Hope Ranch as well, but I'm running out of time looking at the clock. But Hope Ranch went up last year from 6.4 million and ended up at 7,250,000. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Coming up, my guest, attorney Kelly Richardson. We're going to talk about homeowners, HOAs. They want to raise, lower the cap, raise the fines, lower the fines. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.